Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, probably the best podcast in all of Texas, and probably the only one I've ever heard of. So crank it up and enjoy.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, taking you to the extreme.
Hi, this is Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Live from La Cocina Studios, it's the 173rd edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Travis.
I'm Chris.
And thank you so much for joining us today, guys. We very much appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, you can interact with the little chat and everything. Say hi, give us your comments. And Porsche, who is behind the laptop over there, she will read it and write it down and take note of what you guys are saying.
Yes. Say hi, Porsche.
Oh, come on, say hi. It's International Women's Day.
Yeah, he's even dressed for the occasion.
How so?
Yeah, look.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
You asked for it.
We the people.
Thank you, Porsche. So, if you're listening the old school way, podcast version, we very much appreciate that. One of these days, come around, watch us on Tuesday nights, and
we're ditching podcasts soon. We're teaching the audio.
We're not going to ditch it all the way.
You need to jump on the YouTube bandwagon.
Special programming alert.
Yes, this is true.
It was my old face. Oh, somebody slid it in.
Shut up, Chris.
Yeah.
Next week.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Wait.
We won't be here.
Right. We will be in Austin.
What's in Austin?
Well, we're keeping it weird in Austin.
Yeah, as you do, yes.
Yeah,
but why specifically?
Well, specifically because South by Southwest Lucha Underground will be in Austin.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we couldn't pass up the opportunity.
Yeah.
So even Travis is getting out of the house.
A unique opportunity.
Yes. Yes. I don't believe that this is a TV taping, so I think this is their first show on the road, period. So that's pretty cool.
That's not right.
So we'll get our damn merchandise one way or another.
Yeah.
Fuck $15 shipping. We're driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Spend $15 in gas. Well, maybe
more.
Yeah. In your car. Yeah.
So anyway, we're not going to be here Tuesday live, but we'll still have a show next week. We'll be live on Wednesday on the YouTube.
Mercoles.
Yes. So we'll be a day late. Yes.
Mercredi.
Y'all have fun Wednesday.
Yeah.
Aww. It's back to normal.
Yeah, so the chat stuff might not be the same, but
for the one person
we'll still be doing our thing.
We'll still have our episode out next week as usual.
Yeah, as usual. It'll just be a day late.
Yeah,
yeah.
But hey, that's a good segue into starting off with this week's show, right?
Oh yeah, how so?
Pick something,
Lucia. Okay.
Ah.
See, you know it's funny because shut up. So whenever you when you talk about Lucha Underground. There's two different facets of the show. Mm-hmm. You have the match to talk about, the matches, and then you also have the backstage storytelling.
You want to tag team with me one time?
No.
Been there, done that.
Oh! Oh, Lord.
That's why he's swimming in pussy.
Woo! Oh!
I do not have that.
No, get away.
That's how you get a Titus right there.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, we're
talking
saying about
which facet are you going to pick on first?
Lucha. Okay. So let's talk about one of my match of the week candidates. Prince Puma.
Uh-huh.
Versus Pentagon.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes, Junior.
Cero miedo.
Yeah, I agree. Match of the week candidate for me as well.
I should say this was a match brought to you by Cirque du Soleil. It was a very beautiful night. It was just a lot of
flippy dippies.
Not even flippy dippies. It was just more a fluidity to the match. I don't know. It was a nice match. My issue with it is the way it ended.
Mm-hmm.
But again, even though it ended in a double DQ, whatever, because Mil Muertes came out,
mm-hmm.
it was because Mil Muertes came out. That's another good thing, because that's, to your point, it's tying in you know, storylines, you know, to his top two contenders. So,
all I gotta say about that match is Mexican Destroyer.
Yes!
Holy shit!
It was the ugliest Mexican Destroyer I've ever seen. And because it was so awesome.
Yeah. I've never seen a Destroyer set up like that, where he's on the second turnbuckle.
And then
like kind of leaped onto him and then did it all in one fluid motion. Yeah. Like you said, it may not have been the prettiest, but damn, it was ugly.
Yeah, that was the worst sunset flip I'd ever seen. you could have done it better.
Sometimes ugly is a good thing in wrestling because, I mean, you're supposed to be simulating fights, and if it looks nasty and it looks like it hurt, well, you did your job.
That whole Eric Bischoff syndrome where you stop and say, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well.
It was supposed to happen.
It was supposed to happen, but it was ugly, and it looked good because it was ugly. Does that make sense?
Like you!
Hey.
You.
Yes.
Bring up the women on International Women's Day.
Yes.
That's your role tonight. You're bringing up the women.
For the first time
first time in all the time.
And it took 2.5 seasons for Lucha Underground to actually...
This is barely the second season.
Yeah, so a season and a half. It took a season and a half.
4 episodes?
Math over here, man.
That's why we work in banking, and he doesn't realize what he does.
It took a while, but we finally had a ladies' match, a true woman versus woman match.
First opinion when you saw that?
I was like, oh, holy shit. I didn't realize it, but wow, this is the first time. That's pretty cool. And like, Sexy Star? Hell yeah. And I like Cobra Moon so far. I mean, we only seen her once, and then backstage stuff, and that's it. So I was like, all right, I'm down. I'm interested to see.
What was your opinion of Cobra Moon this time? Because last time, you didn't have her. Yeah,
you bitch.
Sexy Star carried her to a good match.
Okay.
There's still some more of Cobra Moon that I need to see.
No, I'm sure there is.
Actually, it kind of threw me off a bit because I got so used to seeing the women fight men.
Mm-hmm.
That it kind of was like, oh man, woman on woman?
This is for you? Really?
Okay. Like, I'd rather see Sexy Star fight like fucking Pentagon again.
Yeah.
Like, I hold her in that high regard that she can hang with dudes. Like, I don't want to see her wrestle women. That's just my opinion.
It was, a little off-putting because when you see it, it's like, oh, okay. But, actually, I was thinking that she was going to go ahead and wrestle... The sister, like when I saw her in the ring, I was like, okay, maybe they're gonna set that up because other than those two backstage things,
yeah,
I haven't really seen anything else of this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this match, you know, the Mac came out and observing, and then what's his name, Marty the Moth came out and provided some distraction. So, still there's going to be storyline progression there as well, and that's something that Lucha Underground does very well. It seems like everything in this episode was all about storyline progression, and nothing was just something that was just thrown together for no reason.
Right, exactly, and. In case it doesn't get pointed out later on, I do want to point out, reiterate, actually, how good Stryker, specifically Stryker, Vampiro is his own entity, but Stryker has done a really good job of, like, putting over subtle facts of the match, the characters, even the finish when Sexy Star tapped out. He put it over as, well, I've never seen her tap out before. If Marty wasn't there to distract her, you know, that's the only reason she, got put in that position. So, like, the way they don't have instant replays. They don't have all this other stuff. So, Stryker's got to really be the play-by-play.
And he is.
Yeah.
He's doing a damn good job of it.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I know that there's a lot of haters out there, you know, that don't like him. And
who? Who?
Andrew
who?
Williams.
Who?
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 Andrew Williams.
Who?
Andrew Williams.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
ginger on ginger violence.
Oh, I know. Jeez. He'll kick your ass, though.
He'd punch it.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's others out there, too, that just don't like him. But
are they gingers, too?
Probably. I really
don't like Stryker or Andrew Williams?
Don't like Stryker.
Oh, okay.
Well, both.
Yeah.
I like Andrew. Anyway.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
On with the show.
Yeah, on with the show. Anyway, I think he did a good job. There. I don't know. Whatever.
Speaking of continuity, another awesome famous B commercial interrupted by Azteca Dragon.
Yes.
Training with Rey Mysterio. Like, they're actually making the whole episode flow.
Yeah.
I like that. That kind of was the same way with Mundo's, like, workout regimen getting interrupted by fate. Like, they're always putting everything together to make it all just as serious.
It's all about the little details. And, you know, you're right. You know, the Rey Mysterio turning it off without Azteca watching it. That's a cool detail. But there was another detail that was hidden in there. When we saw, you know, this, because we were watching this earlier, we saw, you know, him talking about call the number or whatever. Well, Porsche decided to bust out the phone. And Chris, you weren't here yet. So, Chris, you want to get out your little phone?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Make sure you put it on speaker.
$64,000 question.
This is what happens. Do you remember what the number was?
Don't even. She has it on your. Mm-hmm.
It was 234?
No, 423. Get fame.
Okay.
Get fame.
Get...
It's on speaker? Make sure it's on speaker.
Fame.
Don't tell him what. Put it up to the speaker. Or microphone.
Well, not too close. Alright, so this is what happens when you call that number.
Did you talk?
Thank you for calling 423 Get Fame. That's 423 Get Fame to talk to me, Famous B. Leave me a message and tell me why you think you've got what it takes to be my next client. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be in touch to make you famous like me, Famous B.
Go for it, Chris.
Oh, I can leave a message?
Yeah, you can.
Hey, this is Chris Villarreal. Why do I need to be your client? You suck. You've won how much since you've been in Lucha Underground? Go fuck yourself. Call me back. Bye. For the win!
You just told Famous B to go fuck himself.
Go back in the Cadillac.
A white Cadillac. Yeah.
You should have said from Houston.
It was white when he was finished.
So, if anybody else wants to have any fun leaving Famous B messages, remember...
Bet I get called by the end of the week.
Oh, you know what would be interesting? Well, you didn't leave your number, but it would be interesting if we could... We get everybody... Oh, yeah, that's true. We get everybody to call and tell them, hey, you know, call back Houston Wrestling Radio or something like that. Make sure, you know...
That asshole was from Houston Wrestling Radio.
Yeah, that asshole from Houston Wrestling Radio told me to call you. And, like, just everybody leave a bunch of messages. See what happens. See if we get a call back. Next Wednesday night, and whatever. Oh, we'll see him Tuesday, I guess, if he's there.
If I meet him, I'm going to tell him, hey, I'm the guy that told you to fuck yourself.
He's like, which one? Where? Jesus. Okay, so yeah. 423, get fame.
423, get fame. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
What was that number again?
423, GETFAME.
There you have it.
On your phone. FONE. As it's spelled.
Yeah, that's how it was called on the damn commercial. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Cuerno versus Phoenix. Ladder match for the Gift of the Gods title.
Match of the weekend as well. Might even be my pick. I'm not sure yet.
It's a top contender for me.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Which I wasn't expecting it to be for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. Gimmick matches, you know, for me, gimmick matches normally don't fall in the category of match of the weeks for me.
You're a purist.
I try to be.
Okay.
When necessary. unless there's certain exceptions to the rule. And this would be one of them.
Okay.
A while, I didn't know it was a ladder match.
Yeah.
We're watered down to the point where every match that's shown to us by big companies, WWE, TNA, WWE, basically like 90% of the match is everybody trying to fuck each other off the ladder. And then the other like 5% is them actually like doing stuff. I love the fact that both of these guys knew that they needed to take the other one out for them to even have a shot of going the ladder.
Yes.
So for the first 40 minutes, they said, fuck you. We're going to just beat the shit out of each other. And that's exactly what they did.
I'm not sure if it was 40 minutes, but yeah.
It was enough.
Yeah, it was enough.
I loved it.
Chris's version of time here. All night long is really, you know, about 45 minutes. But yeah.
Can you even do 4?
No. I was talking about you. This isn't about me.
40 minutes is still pretty good. Average porno scene's 10 or 12, so not too bad. And I watch a lot of porno. I bet so does Famous B.
2 minutes. That's all you're going to get with me.
That's all the fuck I got.
That's one heavyweight round bout.
It's 3 minutes, not 2 minutes.
Oh, whatever. That many people will knock down the first goddamn round. Okay, anyway, what were we talking about? I forget.
Ladder match.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Are you sad that Phoenix won?
No, I'm not sad that Phoenix won. I don't know why I would have been sad. Should I have been sad? Why am I sad?
It makes sense, because they've been. It's almost as if they're. From what I could tell, they're putting Phoenix and Memortez kind of like Cena and Orton.
Okay.
Into the face and the heel of the company. Even though you have Puma and Pentagon, I think Puma's been relegated to what he's doing with Pentagon, which is going to circle around back to Milmortis. But well, I think right now, because of all the history of the death and the Phoenix and birth, all that other shit, and their characters are opposite each other, which makes it make sense for them to fight.
Yeah. I agree, but I also think that there's an interesting wrinkle in it. The fact that we had the backstage thing where Mill pretty much said, hey, I'm going to wrestle both of these guys, you know, referring to Puma and Pentagon. I'm like, okay, but you have this guy who has the gift of the gods. Do you think that there's going to be some way where instead of it being a three-way, Phoenix is going to cash in the gift of the gods and create it a four-way?
He can't.
Yeah.
No?
No. Remember the announcement when the gift of the gods was made. You have to give them a week's advance so they can promote it.
That was the thing that they said.
There's no such thing as a cash-in with the Gift of the Gods belt. They have to advertise and promote it 1 week in advance so the fighter's ready. So there's going to be no WrestleMania 31 main event going on.
Okay.
None.
Yeah. Okay.
However, not only do we have the triple threat match coming up, 3 weeks, Aztec Warfare number 2.
Yes, to create another number one contender. Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay, so we're just lining them up for Mill to just knock them on down, huh?
So does that mean that Phoenix is going to fight them before then?
I don't know. Phoenix has to cash it in first, and then a week, and then...
No, it would the number one contender's always been around while this Gift of the Gods thing was up. So Pentagon and Puma are going to fight Mill before this Aztec Warfare. Whoever that winner is apparently the number one contender. That's going to be next. The Gift of the Gods is something completely different because he has to defend that whenever he hasn't already announced that he's going to use it.
Yeah.
So he's busy. So don't worry about him.
No.
Phoenix got his own trouble with Katrina.
Okay.
So.
We didn't talk about that, but the start of the show, the backstage thing with Katrina Memortes going to more backstory. Mm-hmm. Apparently she was the one that kind of saved him from all that stuff.
That was interesting.
And we heard Memorta speak for the first time, I believe. He shouldn't speak.
I'll make it easier for you. He shouldn't speak in English.
Mm.
There's still the double-sided dubbing of the episodes. When you watch it on Spanish on Univision, he speaks all these promos. Even Johnny Mundo cuts promos in Spanish. Mm. So the people that are of Spanish descent that speak it more fluent should stick to that language. I don't even care if he speaks a Spanish promo and they dub it in English. Because we're watching Lucha Underground, Mexican wrestling. Same thing with Pentagon. Like, I like the fact that Pentagon still speaks Spanish on an English television.
Yeah.
You know, so I would prefer Mil Martes that way. Because I understood what he said, but he didn't even come across as he was comfortable speaking it right. So it kind of was a little jagged for me to, like, take in. I don't know if I was the only one.
That was, I kind of felt, I don't want to say awkward watching him, like, do his little lines. But I do believe that the second backstage, when they're walking down the hallway and he's commanding that he's going to fight both of them, I thought that was a much more powerful scene than that first opening scene. Because it just shows, because this whole time, Katrina's been, you know, the boss of things, pretty much. With Memortes is kind of sitting on the throne. But this showing the case that this is my temple, I command it, I'll fight him. I was like, oh, okay. That was a good scene.
Another solid show.
Katrina could be my boss. What? Let's move on.
That's it for Lucha, man.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, another good episode.
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise. Who'd have thunk it? Yeah. Let's see. Let's tune in to Houston Wrestling Radio. See what they have to say. Oh, they're probably going to say that Lucha was good. Yeah. Hey, guess what? It is. All right. What's next?
Someone's got to put him over.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, no, it's too silly. I don't watch it.
NXT.
NXT. Ah. Oh, you mean the best hour of wrestling the entire week?
This week was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna bust my nut really quick. Oh, Austin Aries.
Ain't gonna take 40 minutes.
Well, we did spend 20 recording already.
Okay.
So Austin Aries, finally.
Mm-hmm.
In high definition.
Yeah.
Debuts.
Yes.
What'd you think?
He's debuting! He's attacked by Baron Corbin. The fuck? What the hell just happened? I was up here, and now I'm down here. I want to be up here again, but I'm down here.
See, I never got up here. And the reason why is because they spoiled this, like, 18 months ago. Like, finally, Austin Aries. And I've already seen this footage.
I sent you the postcard when I was in Orlando, and you got it before I got here.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, there he is. All right, we've already seen this. I saw this on YouTube, him coming out. The part where I got surprised, the part that nobody spoiled, thank goodness, was Corbin coming out and attacking him. I'm like, oh, good. It's something different. Oh, it's Corbin. Like, who's hitting this guy? Corbin. Fuck. You know? So I started here, and I ended here. So I'm still here.
How?
Chris, what about you? Where were you?
I was up here when I saw it live.
Yeah.
So by the time I saw it on HD, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. What I didn't see live was Corbin throwing Aries' shirt at Ruling Regal's face.
Yeah.
That I was like, holy crap, what got the reaction from the audience now that I see it? That was really well done. That was the only takeaway from that.
You know how hard it is to throw a shirt like that?
Yeah.
They usually, you ball it up and you throw it, and it, like, unravels. Ooh. And yeah, it doesn't go where you want it to go.
Yeah. Like I've
thrown plenty of shirt in my day.
Is that a special achievement or whatever for your resume? T-shirt thrower.
Yes, professional T-shirt
thrower. Many a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thrower is too professional. More like flinger.
Flinger? Yeah.
Man.
Whiffer.
I hope this builds up to an Austin Aries versus William Regal match.
Okay.
Because that's where the rivalry's been for months now. Is that William Regal coming out for one more match against Baron Corbin.
Oh, okay.
You said Austin Aries.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I did?
Yeah.
I thought I said Regal.
You said Regal versus Austin Aries.
Okay, no. Regal versus Corbin.
Oh. Yeah.
Who?
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 Tits McGee, what do you think about the whole segment?
Well, I already said what I thought about it. I was here.
Why are we still talking about this?
Okay, fine. Abel, bring up the women again. Oh, Santana shit. Garrett.
Oh, yeah, Santana. I'm really enjoying her in NXT. I'm glad that she's there, and I'm enjoying what she's doing, and I hope that she'll get a little bit more. And she won't be relegated to Perrazzo status, you know? But she's going to, you know, get a few wins, move up the ladder a little bit. Yeah.
I agree.
Well, then. What about you, Chris?
I agree, too.
Oh, well.
Wait, this was her second match, right?
Yeah, this was her second match. And she actually got entrance music. And she, you know, everything.
So. What happens video?
What happened last time? Who did she fight last time?
She fought the first time?
Yeah.
Asuka?
Yeah!
Asuka?
Yeah. And this time was Emma, right?
Yeah, Emma. Yeah.
That match is actually...
It was good.
Yeah, it was a decent match.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stand a chance at a competition this week.
No. Oh.
Mainly the main event from this show.
Okay. Well, bring it up.
Speak on.
Yes. Finn Balor versus Neville.
Yes.
Wait, he's in NXT. So is it Adrian Neville? One night only?
Sure, why not?
No, you came out as Neville.
Aw.
Fuck. And that cape. Ugh.
Aw.
You know, it would have been cool if he did come out and, like, anytime they, like, if you have, going forward, like, if you have, like, NXT guy that went up to the main roster and every time to come back, have him come back as, like, who they were in NXT. That'd be, of course, Neville might be the only case of that. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Send back Adam Rose with the, oh.
No.
No?
No.
Let's see.
No?
It's dead.
No?
know. Maybe.
No. Yeah? Have him the mongoose, whatever the fuck he is in WWE. But when he comes back to NXT, he's... Yeah, that guy. Because that worked in NXT.
No, he could come back as Leo Kruger.
Fuck that.
Alright. I've never seen any of the Leo Kruger movies.
There's a reason for that, sir. Anyway, is this a match of the week? Candidate.
It's up there, man. There's, like I said, there's a lot of tough competition for the match of the weeks. For me, anyways. I don't know. But this is definitely...
No, I agree.
Man, I don't know how to, you know, say this match other than it was, they both have their own unique style, and they meshed very well.
Were you kind of expecting Neville to win since it was non-title?
No.
No?
No, I expected Finn Balor to win since he's the champ.
Even though it was non-title?
Right. You still got it, yeah, you're still putting over.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring back a guy that was on there to face the new talent, pretty much,
yeah,
you got to do the honors, you know, and...
Yeah. Okay. Well,
unless it's gonna build to something.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
If they would have known 4 years in advance that they were gonna have Roadblock this Saturday, they could have had Neville go over and then do the rematch at Roadblock.
Yeah, and maybe for the title.
Yeah,
that was an unintentional ding. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that... yeah, Roadblock's been an unintentional ding for the past few weeks too.
Oh my.
So, but yeah, shit happens.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the match?
It's hard to see it again because being there in person, it felt so much better for some reason than how it did when it came out across on television.
Really?
Something was just lacking. Might have been the commercial breaks. Like, I had seen the whole thing with like fluidity, and then watching the way when I saw it with the commercials, like, well,
so it was more hype when you watch it live.
But yeah. Plus, you're there in the atmosphere, crowd, and everything.
Yeah. At that time when we were there, again, the crowd didn't know that was a main event match. So anything would have been possible.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it in hindsight on NXT programming on the network, you kind of already knew Balor was going to win it. You know, so.
All right, so this was the last taping that you were there for, that now we've all seen it on TV. How has your opinion changed of your little trip to Florida for it?
It was awesome in person.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend anybody go down there to see it, or at least go to an NXT show to like experience it.
What was the difference between that one and the Texas ones?
There was a purpose with it.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
the house show is just a house show. Like, shit happens. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe for the first time ever one-on-one. You know, I got to see the debut of Austin Aries. You know, I saw a title defense by Bayley, an actual title defense where I really felt like, you know what, Carmella could win this.
Yeah.
You know, there was stuff that you felt like could be unpredictable there at that show. Being at the house show, you know, any NXT television taping or a network special, it's worth going.
Well, I hope we don't get the same type of experience with this whole thing with Lucha Underground. You know, because, you know, with it not being a TV taping, I know earlier you were joking and saying, you don't care, but, you know, when NXT came here, it wasn't a TV taping, so nothing mattered.
Yeah, but the only difference was with NXT, when we went to the house show at the time, they were going through transition.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you go dressed up as?
Kevin Owens.
Was he there?
No.
Exactly. That was a lot of upper-level talent that was either injured or already moved on to the main roster. So we were dealing with the growing pains of a lot of the new people on that roster.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to now, where a lot of that new roster that we saw, they're developed. They've got more character. We've invested more of our emotion into some of these people. Like, I care more about Bayley now than I did when we saw her. You know, Cass and Enzo, like, oh, come on. Lucha Underground, how many strikes have we given Lucha Underground this entire season and a half?
Not many. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready. So.
Okay. Now.
Next week.
Ooh.
Samoa Joe versus Sami Zayn. 2 out of 3 falls. Winner's the number one contender and fights Finn Balor at TakeOver Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've been told, this match will take up the entire show.
Nice. All right.
Be ready.
Porsche. Yeah. Kind of forgot to do this after our Lucha talk. So now we'll combine the two. Was there anything the fans out there had to say? Yeah, I know you have some stuff scribbled down there. So What do we got going on?
Well, for NXT, why didn't Aries get the fanfare like AJ? Seems like they were on equal footing.
No, they're not.
They're not.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Look, no. I like Austin Aries a lot. I might even say that I like his in-ring style more than I like AJ's, but that's just personal preference. But from a World of Wrestling standpoint, dude, AJ's up here, and Austin Aries is like here. They're both really, really good.
And that's no disrespect to Austin Aries, but you gotta look at the mainstream.
No, it's disrespect to TNA, the Bermuda Triangle of professional wrestling. You know, if Samoa Joe went to New Japan for 2 years like AJ did, we'd have Samoa Joe on the main roster right now. Austin Aries has been fumbling around Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Pro Wrestling Syndicate, TNA for the most part, where like you don't see anybody there. So that's why he was introduced the way he was. AJ is on a completely other level. So
although I do feel like he did, it was a bit of a disservice to have Baron Corbin attack him.
Yes.
You know,
I disagree.
Especially if the program isn't necessarily going to be Aries versus Corbin, but more of Corbin versus Regal, and Aries is just a surrogate.
That's what I got of it. I'm glad you said that. Because it could have in the storyline sense, it could have been anybody there that Corbin attacked.
Yeah,
it just happened to be Austin Aries.
Yeah,
so they're gonna you're probably gonna have like a one off match with Austin and Corbin, but it was at the expense of his debut.
Yeah. Of course, was there anything else?
Don't bring a man down when he grows as a person. Let him maintain his growth, even if he did grow it into a mongoose.
What? Who's what? The mongoose?
You talking about? Is that about Adam Rose?
Yep.
What's the point?
The point is, people are not like hating Corbin right now. They're just like, eh. So for you to hate Corbin now, y'all are thinking about Corbin now because he fucked up Austin Aries' debut.
No,
if he would have did that with anybody else, you'd be like, it's just Baron Corbin. No, Baron Corbin fucked up Austin Aries' debut, so that's why it makes more sense to do for Baron Corbin to do that to him. They easily play off of Baron Corbin's history. When Samoa Joe first got there, who did he first feud with? Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah.
When Rhino first got there, who did he first debut with? Baron Corbin.
Was it?
Corbin's hating this ECW old school, like already have a reputation before you get there, as opposed to Baron Corbin, who's been in NXT from jump trying to make his way up. So this is Corbin's MO. It's easy to forget that because he hasn't been on there for a while, but it makes perfect sense for Corbin.
And I'm trying to forget about him in general.
Aw, because he stinks.
Yeah. Fuck him.
He doesn't stink.
That's it for NXT.
Okay. Was that it for all of the...
Yep.
All right, for now, anyway. What else we got on the plate here?
Who saw Ring of Honor this week?
Not me.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't. Did you watch it, Chris?
Yes.
You're the only one?
Yes.
Oh, good. Talk to yourself.
Yeah, because no one listens to y'all.
Yeah.
Silas and Beer City Bruiser against the boys. Tag match.
That guy's still around?
Fuck. Silas put his career on the line.
What?
If the boys would beat them.
Oh, jeez.
So naturally,
the boys won.
Silas won. Semifinals of the Top Prospect Tournament.
Already semifinals?
Yeah. Wow. I missed.
Imagine if you watched it.
Yeah, I know.
I missed the episode with Action Ortiz. I don't know what the fucking Action Ortiz is. But he's a fat fuck that can move around.
Okay.
He did pretty good. He lost to Brian Fury again.
Okay.
Love the finish. So Fury, like, he, like, falls back. Like, he throws a... Like, Goldust, where he falls back and throws a punch.
Yeah.
But he's doing it facing him. So the referee is looking at Brian Fury, like, fall back and throw a punch. When, in fact, Brian Fury picked his leg up and kicked the dude in the balls.
Oh.
Hit the experience slow blow. And had the ref distracted. Mm-hmm. Rolled up and did his finisher and wound up winning. So Fury's in the main event of the Top Prospect.
So that was the finish.
That was the finish.
That was the finish that you loved.
Yeah.
That kicked him in the nuts.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be looking to the kick in the nuts. You'd be looking at the dude getting punched in the face.
Okay.
So no, wait. This is you. You'd be staring at nuts all time.
A sneaky kick in the nuts.
Yes.
That's what he likes. He likes a sneaky kick in the nuts.
All of your Match of the Week picks, y'all kind of expected what y'all were going to get.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, though.
Meh.
with Lucha, it's hard for them to exceed my expectations when our expectations are like up here.
Mm-hmm.
My match of the week pick.
Oh, here we go.
Is the other semifinal match from the Top Prospect Tournament. Punisher Martinez against Leo Rush.
Okay.
Leo Rush is like this tall. Punisher Martinez is like up here.
Yeah. He's the guy that beat Kincaid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For anybody that likes the way Keith Lee works with smaller guys and sells when he has to sell and makes everything important, that's Punisher Martinez in a nutshell. Like, the whole match, like, Leo Rush was like the little pinball trying to get some movement going on. Did some pretty good spots here and there. It's hard for me to describe. You'll have to see this match. Okay. The ending, Punisher's about to do the chokeslam from the top rope. Leo Rush converts it into, what's that finisher that that Kaz used to do from the top rope? That, like, moonsault while he has the other person?
Flux Capacitor.
Yeah. Flux Capacitor. Yeah. Leo Rush hit that on him.
I kept thinking of Future Shock.
Leo Rush hit it out of nowhere and really? Won. So he beat Punisher Martinez, and now it's Leo Rush against Brian Fury in the finals.
Okay.
And I like the way that the announcers put Brian Fury over that last year's top prospect winner, Truth Martini's guy. Not JD, Dijak. So the Dijak was trained by Brian Fury. And then the top prospect winner the year before, Hansen, is Brian Fury's best friend.
Mm.
So he's already got lineage of people that he's trained already in Ring of Honor. And then on the first week that he debuted.
How the fuck is this guy training all these people? And then the
first week he debuted, he also trained Sasha Banks.
Right.
So they're building Brian Fury up as a big deal. And Leo Rush's promo, like the little underdog that could.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is setting up to be pretty good.
It's going
to
take an awful lot for me to get over his name. Like, Leo I'm just going
to... Like, no, you're waiting no, for no, somebody no, no. to go like this and
no,
like...
No, Brian Fury.
Oh.
Because it's a Tekken character.
So?
I don't know. It's just, it's going to take me a while to get over it.
You said you were a Street Fighter guy anyway.
No, I'm just a Tekken guy. I'm not a Street Fighter guy.
We can't be friends anymore.
Oh, you brought her.
Oh, shit. You were to play me in Tekken? Yeah, we definitely want to be friends because I whoop your ass.
I smell a challenge.
It's true.
Another match of the week candidate, the main event. Adam Cole, baby!
Who?
Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Against Matt Sydal.
Hmm, that sounds good.
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I come to expect that.
And Sydal be Cole.
Yeah. Wait, what? Sydal won?
Sydal beat Cole, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Really? Are you sure Sydal or was it Shelly?
No, it's Sydal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Matt Sydal. Beat him with the
shooting star.
It's hard to tell them apart.
They
look identical.
I know, right? That's Ring of Honor, man.
Yay. Okay. I guess maybe we should take a break, come back, talk about Roadblock, WWE, and all that good stuff.
A prediction show.
Ooh. Kind of.
A little bit.
For a kind of pay-per-view. So we'll just have a kind of prediction show.
For kind of a card. That
Half a card. Yeah. So instead of putting our full ass into it, we're going to put half an ass into it.
Oh, which is all you got anyway. Silly.
You're going to put your whole ass into it.
Oh. One cheek. One cheek, I swear. All right. Let's take a break.
This is Jeff.
This is Aaron.
And this is Deep in the Heart of Texas Podcast. If you like films that are full of blood, guts, and gore, and...
whores! If you like boobs, if you like women, you like the Scream Queens, the Scream Kings...
Movie reviews...
and toys, and collectibles...
then look no further than this horror podcast.
Check us out on Facebook, social media sites, Podbean, iTunes.
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Bring the whores, we'll bring the funny.
And we will keep it scary.
Hey everyone, check out our podcast, Pop Culture Rewind, where you can join myself, Xavier, and sometimes even Chris, as we talk about our favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, music, video games, and much, much more. So always check us out at popculturerewind.com. You can find us on iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app. And always remember to pop your culture.
In a world where two friends...
this is Mandy.
And this is Aaron.
Two chick friends decide to have a podcast about geeky stuff.
Say something into the microphone, mother...
join the for danger.
Ah, spiders!
Oh god, they're made out of metal and stone and they're the size of cartwheels.
It's on my face, struggling like Joffrey at a wedding and he's ripping at his throat. Bane, help me! And it's full of demons.
And it's full of demons.
Romance.
There was this really hot chick down by the river and she took her clothes off and I had to have a tumble.
Asking the hard questions.
Why would they spend half a chapter talking about a rock that fell over?
This is Cast Your Quest.
This is an awesome story.
I know, right?
I can't wait to see it when it comes out on video.
This is Al Snow, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Yes, that's Houston Wrestling Radio. I'm so excited that parts of me are pulling up inside me right now. Thank you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you so much for... thank you so much for joining us again, going through our commercial break. You know, hey, Pop Culture Rewind. Got some stuff coming down the pipe, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah? What you got? Anything interesting?
Mm.
Or does it all suck?
Does it suck?
Oh, well, then...
That's what this show's
for. Oh!
That's what this show's for.
Oh, yeah, because we have Chris on it.
Well,
yeah.
Long overdue.
Your show's Chris-free now, isn't it?
He's welcome anytime.
Oh, Chris is always free.
I'm not complaining. I've heard all y'all's problems. I'm glad I'm single.
So anyway, yeah, popculturerewind.com. Really. Check it out. I missed something right there.
Yeah, you did. All right.
Oh, well, whatever.
So,
I want to play along so bad, but I don't know my own strength. I don't want to, like, suck the air out of you if I chop you like one.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
So I'll just leave it to Travis.
Put my beefy arm in the way.
Oh, is that what it is? All right.
All right. Anyway.
I think that's the screenshot we just got for this week's catch.
Oh, I think that's what it is.
For the
yes.
podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, I was very productive at work, so during a break.
Yes.
During a break, I was watching pieces of HWR on the YouTubes, and I did a nice little picture to caption, which I pretty much wrote in.
Right.
Travis farted.
Yeah.
To your credit. Yeah, nicely
done.
It was
kind of funny. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. All right.
So now we got one for this week.
I guess we do. So, Roadblock. It's a thing now. We kind of have a half-assed pay-per-view coming up on not Sunday.
And I'm surprised it's still
Saturday.
I'm surprised it's still half-assed because there's another house show going on that same night.
What?
Which is why the card's only what we've got so far.
Well, what do we got?
We have four matches. One of them is an NXT match, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Why is there an NXT match on a WWE event?
It's not a WWE event. It's just a special event. Special.
Number one.
Only.
Number one, I like that it's on a Saturday.
Why?
Big fight feels.
There you go.
Old school boxing. Hell, last Saturday, McGregor and Holm both got choked the fuck out. And then you had all Sunday to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on top of that, shit, I'm not missing Walking Dead. Put this shit on Saturday so I can watch Walking Dead on Sunday in peace. And alcohol.
This is something I think we've talked about maybe off air before, but when we discussed or when they would do things like live Japan tapings or whatever in different countries and it's like on Saturdays or during the week, whatever, we talked about being, are they testing the waters or, you know, whatever the case may be. Why not change it to Saturday nights for pay-per-views? Like, why is it... Because Sunday is such an archaic day of... That's back from the 80s. You know, why Sunday? You're keeping people up late. Most people, you got to work the next day.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, if it's a Dallas trip, say WrestleMania. You know, you don't want to go
you
there.
You got to haul ass back.
Yeah. For example, yeah. So, if it's Saturday like you know all the, you know, big fights happen on a Saturday night. So why not make your big fight on Saturday night?
Not to mention, it gives the fans all day Sunday to catch up on the network if they missed it, so that they're ready for Raw on Monday.
Yeah.
And
points.
With the rate of injuries that's going on,
oh, give
them a day to recoup. between Sunday and Monday.
Okay, it was this past weekend. We had 4 injuries.
Is this another ER segment? Splice in the music,
okay.
Man.
All right, yeah, we'll see about doing that. But yeah, there was 4 injuries. Let's see, who was it?
It was 2 different house shows.
Charlotte broke her nose.
Right. Well, it wasn't really broken. But...
Sheamus got busted open. Right.
Yeah. Sheamus?
Yeah. Somebody in NXT.
Del Rio. Yeah,
what? Del Rio?
Somehow. Yeah.
And somebody on NXT.
I thought it was another girl.
Emma.
It was Emma.
Emma got hurt in it.
By Asuka.
Yeah, Asuka almost knocked her the fuck out.
She got a stinger.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting... Actually,
she's going to start coming from the Raptors and wear black and white and carry a bat.
No.
Everybody's due for one good joke a month. Thank you, boys, for cashing it in.
That'd be quiet.
Aww.
And National Women's Day, bitch.
Well, this is the last appearance of Porsche on the show.
Aww.
Don't worry, next Tuesday ain't nobody going to be appearing. Oh, yeah, the bell.
Mr. Dingy.
I thought it was Bill.
I don't know.
Is that the name, Mr. Dingy?
I thought
we were calling it that ass because you're always tapping it. You actually beat me too. I was a landing one with my left.
That's what she said. Oh.
That's not going to protect you, man.
No, it's going to work. It's going to smash the bell into
your
chest.
Let's get back on track. WWE cock block Saturday night.
Wait,
we have Dean Ambrose against Triple H. Anticipation level?
7.
If you asked me 2 weeks ago, probably 8. Now it's maybe 6.
What happened?
What happened?
well, you see what happened was...
Fill in the blank. Paint by numbers booking for WWE. Reverse momentum. What was the last thing we saw?
Dean on top.
And... with the commentators doing a lovely job of saying, could Dean actually do this on Saturday and beat him for the title? We could have changed up a whole new, you know, WrestleMania. No. Since you just said it, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Dicks.
Well, we still have SmackDown to change that.
I honestly would be at a 10 if it wasn't for the fact that it's so painfully obvious that nothing is gonna change.
I have that 500 days of summer syndrome where expectations not going to quite line up with reality. I want to see Ambrose win the title and actually shake up the Mania card, but we know what WWE's MO is. We know what their track record is. We know how they like to go on the road to WrestleMania. No speed bumps, no swerves, just right down the middle.
Oh my.
Regardless, I'm not going back on what I first said when I came back from the Rumble. I want more of Triple H versus Dean Ambrose one-on-one.
Yes.
My anticipation for the match, Dean Ambrose's promo last night on Raw.
Yes.
I am at a 10.
Currently.
Regardless of how
you're at
a
10.
Regardless of I know how it's going to end. The anticipation for this. Anticipation, it's at a 10.
Okay.
That's my expectation. The reality is when it's all said and done, it's going to be a waste of time because everything's going to be status quo. Nothing's going to be changed. Even though I love how Ambrose slipped in. Yeah, they got the posters done and everything just for me to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about that for a second because that is an interesting point that they didn't bring that up. Is any of this, not, I don't want to say red herring, but like they're bringing this up for a reason that they know that we know that probably nothing's going to change because they already have matches booked. Things signed, they're not going to change up anything. So if him mentioning that, you know, maybe. And you know, Roman Reigns has been off with this nose injury for, what,
two weeks.
Last time we saw him as the top babyface getting his ass whooped by the main heel, heel getting cheered like Stone Cold, and his ass getting booed. And he was getting his ass whooped.
More important.
No, hold on.
Okay, yeah.
It's... they've had time to think about the reaction that he was getting and the reaction he's been getting for a year and a half, almost. Is it out of the realm of possibility? Ambrose possibly wins. Reigns comes out to congratulate him and then turns out of jealousy and spite for Ambrose getting all the adulation from the crowds that Reigns has not been getting.
Yeah.
That's the storyline built into it. Anytime that you, like the McMahon storyline, anytime you can mix in reality with your storyline,
yeah,
it could come out pretty good. And it is something they could do. If they, do you think that's anywhere on the cards?
If that happened, I'd fucking love it. I would. It would be amazing. But I think that there's too many other loose ends. The loose ends of what are you going to do with Brock? What are you going to do with Triple H? You know, it's they're not.
I'll answer that for you.
No, and it's not going to be a triple threat or a four-way. No, they're not.
Brock Lesnar's not going to get finished with Bray Wyatt at Roblox.
So they're going to have Bray versus Brock at Mania?
Technically, Lesnar doesn't have a number one contendership match here.
Right.
He's not a number one contender.
Right.
So if Triple H loses to Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns still has the title shot that he won from WrestleMania. Triple H has his contract stipulation for his rematch clause. They can do a triple threat at WrestleMania.
But you're already going to have a triple threat with the women.
And we had a triple threat last year as a main event as well. I mean, WWE
Match didn't start as a main event. It was never billed as a main event.
Okay.
The last 3 minutes were the main event. Of the main event was a triple threat match.
Yeah.
I just think in that particular case, I don't think they're going to do two triple threat matches on one card with the women.
Yeah.
In this one.
At this point, I think WWE will do whatever it takes to make sure that everybody gets on the card. So I doubt whether we're getting singles matches or triple threat matches or team girl versus team other girl. There's going to be a lot of like multi-man stuff in this card.
Just to get everybody.
Well, you're going to have your ladder match or whatever that they're going to do.
You're probably going to have your Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
So they're going to everybody's going to be on there. Yeah. This is regardless of the status of where they're at on the card.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love it if it were to happen, but man, I doubt it.
The only other reason that I'm leaning towards some kind of shock is because there really is no reason for them to make a huge deal of this show unless something is going to happen.
Just to put over the network. This is a few weeks before Mania.
Well, Chris does have a point. It seems like they just kind of came up with it out of the blue, and why come up with it out of the blue unless you're planning to use it to change stuff?
No, the idea for this event was they started calling it Roblox, but it was a thing before all this. It was just it was like a Road to WrestleMania special event. That's what it was before.
March to WrestleMania in Toronto.
It was a thing. It was just going to be special for the network. They started hyping it up on Raw.
Yeah, but that was just recently, and maybe that leads credence to the idea that maybe they're
like
doing
last minute rewrites.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why they're pushing it so hard.
Changing the red string.
Yeah. The reason the Dean Ambrose thing is working is because of the way he's being booked. Roman Reigns gets beat up and he gets carried to the back and he's gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose gets beaten up in the parking lot, drives an ambulance into the arena an hour later just to get his ass handed to again, and then challenges him after he's gotten his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Ambrose got beaten up by the League of Nations. And then Triple H beats him up some more and then gives Ambrose the match he wanted. And then Ambrose said thank you and got his ass whooped some more. And he still stood up.
Mm-hmm.
This is how Roman Reigns was built last year. Remember when Lesnar was beating the fuck out of him and he just kept up with that little shit-eating grin and kept making it? It's not working for Roman. At this point, we might be the minority because some Reigns still gets reactions from time to time depending on what audience. You know, they were in Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
But fuck, man. It's a no-brainer. You have to have Ambrose in this main event somehow in order for people to keep attention. Otherwise, you're going to have a WrestleMania 22 situation where you're building up John Cena as the face of the company, yet he's getting booed in Chicago by the biggest heel of the company, Triple H champion.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not what you want. That's not what you want to display in front of your audience. Especially casual viewers saying, hey, he's the bad guy, but why is everybody cheering him? You know? They need Ambrose in this match.
I'm surprised they haven't flipped the switch on Reigns yet. I don't know why it hasn't happened. You can't do that with Cena or some other people because they got longevity. They have fan bases.
They have Make-A-Wish ties.
Yeah, exactly. They have so many different things. You can't just flip a switch like that on them. Reigns? He's already halfway through with his look. You know, he can easily heal that up. Easily. Is he selling merchandise?
Not really.
What else is keeping him from being flipped to a heel?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you gotta do everything you can right now. I mean, I can only imagine what Vince and company is doing with trying to figure out what to do with the roster, since half of them are out.
Yeah.
So you gotta kind of do what you gotta do, but at the same time, I think their plan was always Reigns was here, Ambrose is here.
And the crowd is telling them.
Yeah. But they're just like, no!
I mean, are we going to have a WrestleMania 30 situation here where, you know, WWE has to kind of change their plans because of what the crowd's doing? I mean, I don't think it's as strong and as fervent as it was at WrestleMania 30 time with Daniel Bryan, where everybody was like, no, we want Bryan in the main event. They were going to go with Batista versus Orton. You know, but no, they changed it up for the sake of the reaction Bryan was getting, you know, and they put him in there with Triple H, and after he beat Triple H, then he'll go on to, you know, face the other two in a triple threat, and then next thing you know, Bryan's winning the main event of WrestleMania 30, and the thing that everybody loved, even though WWE didn't want it, but they kind of had their hand forced by the people. Do you think there's a possibility at all that this is the same thing that's happening with Dean?
It could be. I mean, the fact that they've kept Reigns off of TV this close to Mania. You already have, 13, 14 months of just damage?
This is two Mondays in a row that we haven't seen Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And everybody's calling BS on the broken nose. Obviously, it's all work and everything.
Hell, even if it was a broken nose, it's just a broken goddamn nose. He could still get on, you know, the TV and be like, hey.
Make a special vest for your nose to make sure it doesn't fall off.
A little black vest.
No, even better. He's got the little...
The RR on it.
No, fuck that. He had the mask. Like when you come down.
Oh, yeah, with the teeth.
With the shield?
Yeah.
Have that. That would look badass, you know, if you'd come out like that.
Yeah.
But no, he's got to sit at home.
Oh. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
He just wants to play with his kid. That's all.
Oh, cause he's a good dad.
Lesnar versus Wyatt. Anticipation level.
Well, I'm right here for Lesnar. I'm right here for Bray. Didn't Bray fight Dean?
Yeah.
On Raw.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the stare down?
Oh, at the end? That was probably the best part.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's not going to go anywhere. And that's the thing with Bray. Like, I just mentioned it a little while ago about damage control. Like, damage of a character.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who has got worse? Who's been having it worse? Bray or Roman?
Bray. Bray, definitely. I mean, Bray has...
As much as I've been digging Dean Ambrose, like, when I saw he's fighting Bray, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't care about anything that happens with Bray. I mean, I've completely fast-forwarded through his promo just so I can catch up to live when I was watching Raw. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I didn't care. Like, I see Bray on there. He's going to speak Whitey's and not say anything of importance, and it doesn't matter. Like, it was cool 2 years ago, but now it's like... Who cares? Nothing that he says is going to be
important. Where is Husky Harris at?
Nothing that he says is going to advance storyline.
Right.
Any storyline that he is in, he's going to lose. Mm. Even if he does win a few battles, he's going to ultimately lose every goddamn war he's going to be in.
He can't even win the battles.
Yeah, most of the time he can't even win the battles. And yeah, okay, I get it. Yes, he's a heel, so yeah, he's supposed to lose sometimes, you know. But sometimes heels are supposed to win so that the babyface are chasing them. You know, and he's not winning either way, you know? So, no.
He sucks.
And it's not him.
He's got to go.
It's not him. It's the booking of him. It's what they're giving him. The storyline and the lack of wins and the lack of care for the character that creative is giving him.
He's missing... What is he missing? I know what he's missing. He's missing a Weibel.
Mm.
He needs that one... That one guy. He needs... To be going up against.
Hey, that one guy. One Weibel.
To have the ultimate Wyatt Weibel-y.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wyatt Weibel-y.
Yeah. He could have had it with Roman Reigns. But they had other plans for Reigns.
Reigns.
Yeah. So who do you guys have winning?
Brock! It's It's Brock fucking Lesnar.
Just announced today, New Day defend the tag titles against Wade Barrett and Sheamus from the League of Nations. Okay. What's your anticipation League of level?
Five. Because of the League of Booty. I don't give a damn about the booty. About that booty.
There's three members of New Day, right? So my anticipation is three.
Okay, fuck this match. Y2AJ against there the New go. Day.
That's what we need to
I slept through this. I slept through a lot of Raw. Hey, if you're willing to fast forward, don't bitch at me. Travis, start talking.
I didn't have much anticipation for this match on Raw. Matter of fact, I was doing other stuff, you know, while I was watching it on the, yeah. So after the match was going on for a while, it started to catch my eye. What?
She's just laughing at you, smacking me.
Oh, yeah, he had it coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the anyway, the stuff between both teams, it was really good, and I can't talk with you.
I'm sorry. Match of the week candidate.
It's a candidate for me, yeah, for sure.
Bada boom. It was definitely for me as well.
Is there anything that stands out in the match? Because I just in these particular spots.
Of course, AJ's little springboard flying forearm.
No, actually, before that, when he actually pulled off the moonsault.
Yes.
Oh, the
450 off of the second rope.
Well, that too. He pulled off the 450 off the springboard 450.
Springboard 450.
But he also did the springboard moonsault into the DDT.
Yeah. Oh, and Trouble in Paradise countered into a Pele.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Nice.
I was actually going to say, before this match happened, Kofi versus AJ on SmackDown was going to be
a candidate. That was good, too.
That was a candidate for me.
Very good.
But then this match happened, I was like, holy shit, this is
fun. Oh, you know what? I think that spot that I just said was on that match and on the SmackDown match.
He might have done it on that,
too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Trouble in Paradise, he did that. No, he tried doing that to Jericho on Raw, and that's when he counted that into the Walls of Jericho when he's about to win.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of good, solid back and forth between AJ hitting all his moves until some kind of shenanigan with New Day New doing Day. Their stuff, and then it would.
How New Day hitting their moves?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It never lost its momentum.
The big ending DDT combination that they hit on AJ. Oh Jesus, that was sick.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of the very end with
Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a regular big ending.
Counted from a what? Was it a moonsault, or did he counter that from the Codebreaker?
No, he tried to do the Codebreaker, and he held onto him, and he just like threw him up on his shoulder.
Yeah, nice. It's the beginning. Yeah, it was good.
There's a lot of good counters, and it's everything in this match.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we say about the New Day, and a lot of the things that I like about the New Day is their funny stuff, their gimmick stuff, the unicorn stampede, the trombone, all that shit.
The gyrations.
Yes. Yes. But in this match, it reminded me that, oh, hey, by the way, Kofi knows what the fuck he's doing in the ring. Oh, yeah, by the way, Big E's pretty good of a wrestler, too. Like, and they played off very well from the veterans, AJ and Jericho, it worked.
It wasn't Big E knows what he's doing. It's Big E got serious.
Yeah.
That's what, because it was towards, I think it was the way they took out AJ. They slid AJ out.
Yeah.
And Big E just went over there and just like picked him up and like ran him into the barricade and slammed him into the barricade.
Yes.
That looked sick.
It was sick.
It looked intense. And that was from Big E. And he wasn't. Like, the only comedic stuff they did was the trombone stuff, mm-hmm. I think, unless I'm mistaken. But
I think he did a couple of gyrations here and there or whatever.
But that was towards the beginning of the match, though. That was the beginning of the match. That wasn't towards the end.
Yeah, yeah,
because that's when they picked it up. Once they knew that they could lose this thing, then it got serious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I think that's when I started paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, match of the week ended for me. God, man, now I'm talking about it. It might be my pick.
Three code breakers on AJ from Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Mania?
I guess so. I guess them getting them to tag, printing out shirts, getting everybody to think that they're going to be the tag team champions is the way that they bought themselves a few extra weeks instead of, oh, they're feuding. Mania. You know, I think this little build of them, oh, well, they feuded, but now they're cool because they have respect for each other, blah, blah, blah. I think that was enough for them to do some, I hate to say use the word filler, but be a stopgap. you know?
A roadblock, per se?
Oh, a roadblock. So, yeah. And you know what? I have to admit, I...
You actually look depressed?
I have to admit, I did not think that that's what they were going to do. You know, once I saw the shirts printed, and I saw that they were on WWE.com...
You thought they were winning the fucking belts?
Yeah, I thought, oh, well, shit, they're in this for the long haul. They didn't pay their graphic designer for nothing, but apparently they did. And they paid for all the damn shirts.
Graphic designers will get paid.
Oh, yeah.
I had actually a different thought while I was watching this match. Halfway through, and it started picking up, I started paying attention, and I was like, you know what? What if, you know, because, you know, AJ was the one exception to the NXT rule.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the little asterisk next to going straight up to the main roster, we put you in a tag team for a little while and see how you mesh with everybody else in the tag team. And then from there, I thought that maybe that's what they were going to do. He was going to win the titles.
Yeah.
And then they were going to tag team for a little while, and then eventually,
yeah,
you know, because I was thinking maybe, you know, paying your dues before you get into the big,
have your big singles push.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's what I was thinking. Jericho would be the perfect guy to do that for him.
Yeah,
but alas, it didn't happen.
And I don't know if I want to. I mean, I love both guys. I mean, they're what can you say about, you know? But
yeah, it's Y2J and AJ Styles. Yeah,
yeah, Y2AJ, if you will. But do you want to see this match again?
Maybe. I mean, I know the match is going to be good.
It can't be a submission match because Jericho already tapped out to the calf killer. I mean, what can they offer us that we haven't already seen yet?
Has it been a Styles clash on him yet?
Yeah. No.
He did.
Not on Jericho.
Yeah, Fastlane.
Did he?
Yeah.
That was?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
But has Jericho done the Styles clash on him?
Codebreaker.
Yeah, Codebreaker. I don't know.
Does Jericho have a pair of friends in the roster that they could maybe do a six-man tag and maybe AJ can bring out a couple of friends of his own, say Machine Gun Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows?
No, maybe. No.
I mean, that'd be cool.
No.
Why? No. Why?
Because AJ's up here. Anderson and
Gallows,
Festus, they're way down here. They're down here. So if they're coming in, they're NXT. I'm sorry. No disrespect.
They have to lose to the. They have to lose. They have to lose to the Revival a couple of times, right?
The who?
The Mechanics.
The who? Ugh.
Dash and Dawson.
The guys who had the belts.
Oh!
Dawson and Wilder. It's Dash Dawson, the same guy.
Will they drop the belts to...
Damn.
American Alpha or whatever.
That's a transition. The Revival against Cass and Enzo on the network special on Roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
For the titles. Well, Cass, what's your anticipation level?
8.
7? Cass and Enzo, they've been torn for the last couple weeks with the main brand. So
yep.
Maybe this is their call up.
Maybe
we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but they've lost. How many title shots have they lost?
Enough,
a lot. All of
them. Oh. So what do you do? Do you have them lose again to tag team champions? I don't care about these guys, the champs.
I kind of like them.
Good for you. So so if they lose to them, they're still. I mean, they're losers who can't beat any of the tag team champs.
Mm-hmm.
So do you move up these losers to the main roster?
So they can lose to other losers?
So they can lose to the Ascension.
So they can lose to the Dudleys.
Yeah.
Social Outcasts?
Ugh.
Or do you have them win the titles?
Keep them on NXT.
For how long? They're in a weird spot. Like, the reaction-wise and crowd reaction, they know they can hit it.
Everybody loves them.
But what are you going to do with them? Either way.
They could be the Y-holes of the New Day. The New Day haven't had any Y-holes except for the Usos.
I would love to see both of them verbal battle.
Yeah.
The Revival win by disqualification and they try to injure either Cass or Enzo again. And that brings out the American Alphas to save them. because they're building American Alphas versus the Revival for TakeOver. Mm. And by the time Cass and Enzo heal, it'll be the day after WrestleMania, and that's when they debut. They don't lose any credibility by losing by disqualification, and they have a fresh start on Raw.
You know, while you're talking about tag teams and the Raw after WrestleMania, what you or the people you had mentioned right now, Travis, Anderson and Gallows, I saw.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a thing that, that they're actually planning to have them debut the Raw after Mania. But of course, yeah, I mean, this is just on the internet, so you never know what's true. But that's the most news I've heard of them at all.
I would honestly. Who do you want to see him paired up with first? Balor or AJ?
Balor. It won't work unless Balor's heel, though.
Both. Why not? Them all be like a super group.
But one's on NXT, one's on Raw.
Call his ass up!
He's the champ.
He loses to Joe at TakeOver.
Dude, fucking Owens was the champ when he got called up.
Good point. Yeah. But, I don't know. I just don't see Anderson and Gallows on the same level as either Balor or AJ.
Okay.
That's just me.
Well, NXT mentioned them in commentary during Balor's entrance.
That was interesting. Yeah. Well, he said friends. They didn't say their names.
It's still, no.
They
no,
mentioned the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what threw me. I was like, wow. Okay. I was surprised they mentioned Bullet Club.
I like the fact that they're finally acknowledging that there's a world outside of the WWE universe. Like when I heard the announcer, not Todd Phillips, the other guy, the guy I like.
Corey.
Yeah, Corey's like, oh my God, the greatest man that ever lived is finally in NXT. He's like, all right, they have a pass. Thank you for mentioning them. Like it actually builds credibility to other people that might not necessarily know who it is. At least give them something to start with.
Yeah.
Make us excited for something.
So the fact that they're mentioning Bullet Club on NXT television.
That's huge.
Yeah. Really huge.
Yeah. I just think they're structuring NXT for the arrival of Bullet Club more than anything with AJ. I think AJ in WWE right now, he's going to be his own thing.
Okay.
With Balor, the Balor Club, all bulletproof, all this other stuff. Come on. I mean, they're going somewhere with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got to be healed up.
I kind of like the idea of this whole Shane McMahon wins, he runs Raw, Triple H brings in NXT, and then out of nowhere, the Bullet Club forms, and neither Shane nor Triple H can control them.
And Triple H will be like, if I can't have the WWE, I'm gonna inject them with
poison. Lethal dose of poison. Fuck, we're old.
And then Jay Lethal comes out.
Oh shit. Brock Lesnar loses to the Wyatts by disqualification, and at WrestleMania, we get all four of the Wyatts against Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, and the American Alphas.
Wait, what?
Run that one by me again? What?
Anticipation level for the entire cock block special up to this point.
Six.
Yeah, I'm probably there.
On a Saturday night, I'm about a 7.
Yeah.
I'm curious because this is the
no first... Walking Dead competition for you, right?
No competition, period. No UFC, no boxing, no Walking Dead.
They got lucky picking that night. Could you imagine if it was this weekend?
No football. March Madness will probably be over like 6 or 7. It's perfect timing.
Yeah.
I'm curious. A wrestling show on a Saturday night. Like anyone's ever done that before. Oh, yeah. Oops, Ring of Honor.
Saturday night main event.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Anything besides Roadblock? Ooh! Owens and Zayn.
Ah, yes. Sami Zayn made his debut.
Re-debut.
Yeah, his return. Yeah, a re-debut.
Yes,
yeah,
a re-debut.
Return. Yeah. Made his return to Monday Night Raw. Went out there and gave the what's for to Kevin Owens.
So does this mean Sami Zayn's going to lose in NXT?
Probably, I guess. I mean, apparently that's already been spoiled, I think. Maybe. I'm not sure.
This seems weird. I mean, I'm still... Maybe I'm just... I don't know how I feel about the whole, like, you're having a feud in NXT, and then you show up in on Raw. To start a feud with someone else, but so you got two different feuds going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, that goes back to insulting the intelligence of the wrestling fan that understands that NXT is a pre-tape show. They need to have that live every other week at least to keep it fresh so that everything makes sense. Instead of Sami Zayn fighting it and still having a feud that's aired on television with Samoa Joe that happened 2 months ago. His match for NXT has already been announced. Mm-hmm. And they haven't even aired that yet. By the time they air it, he's also going to be booked most likely to have Kevin Owens wrestle. Which, by the way, if Sami Zayn can pull double duty, fuck it. Why not put Nakamura in the pay-per-view?
Ah, so.
That'd increase the international buy rate for sure.
Andre the Giant Memorial Royal. They threw Itami in there last year.
Right.
You know, why not have Nakamura in there?
Is Itami, like, is he good to go yet?
No.
What the hell's wrong with that kid?
They might be saving him for him to return to TakeOver.
Yeah?
There was an interview or something, about a week or two ago. He says he's still not ready. Like, he's still not healed up all the way.
Really?
That shoulder got fucked, apparently.
I guess so. Oh, that's a shame.
That's a shoulder. That's an injury that he had even through Ring of Honor and through Noah. He never got it fixed. So that's like a long time coming. He's needed that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if he stays out past WrestleMania, WWE might not even keep him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wasted investment. If you're looking at business side of things, that's a wasted investment.
Especially with how much they were really working on him learning the English. You know,
like when he brought him in, Hulk Hogan's brought him in. Like there was a big presentation.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
Where's Hogan at right now? He's a big deal on trial.
I mean, no. I mean, fuck, no. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying when he debuted,
they didn't pay anywhere near what they paid Nakamura. So Adeo not working out would not be a big loss at all to any party involved.
Again, it goes back to my point. If they just spent all this money on Nakamura, I mean, that's. Return investment they want to get back from Itami. Wasted money. Investment.
Oh. Well, some days chicken, some days feathers.
What? It's going to happen.
Portia.
What?
You scribbled a lot of shit over there. What are you scribbling?
Okay. So.
It's better be good stuff.
It is good stuff.
It's from our listeners. Of course it's good.
Stop it. Okay, so the WWE pay-per-views for Sundays, they were usually done on Sundays because it was like during back in the day, family time on Sundays, blah, blah, blah. And it ended right. Year.
So, kind of what I'm saying. It's archaic.
What? Yeah. So again, that was stupid because he already said it. Jump to something that we haven't heard.
Fine. Let's see. So there always the cards subject to change. Finally, able to use the card subject to change.
For Mania? For changing up the...
Yes, for Dean versus Ambrose versus whomever versus...
Dean versus Ambrose.
I don't know.
Y'all heard that.
I heard it.
I'm tired. Shut up.
Wow. That's going to be awesome.
Roman. Dean versus Roman or Bray versus Brock. Trips in the back in the office. Let's see. And Reigns looks all right at WrestleMania 33 at press conference, so...
When was the press conference?
Today. Fresh conference?
Today?
Press conference.
Oh. Let's talk about that.
Beautiful transition. WrestleMania 33. Well, WrestleMania Orange.
What do you think of the logo?
It looks like the logo for the gun auto dealerships that are in San Antonio.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
What?
There's a dealership.
I was thinking of Sunkist.
Thank you, Travis. Gun dealership in San Antonio?
The next time you go to San Antonio, look for one. You'll be like... I get it.
So for our two or three San Antonians that are watching this, they'll be like, oh my god, he's so right.
That was for y'all. That was for y'all too.
Eh. What else?
I'll let one rip before the show's over. Trust me, San Antonians, I'll have y'all.
He's got you.
I'm sorry.
Dear Lord.
Oh, Lord. The five finger say to the chest. Where were we?
I don't know why you think we're safe over there, Chris.
Oh, I don't care. Y'all seen the lickings I take.
Ooh, I've seen the lickings you give.
Yeah!
All right.
He's not talking about chops.
Where were we?
Speaking of lickings, long?
getting to that.
Yes.
Again.
Lana.
Bring up the women.
Lana had her jean jacket.
Ooh. It's actually a leather jacket.
And the little skirt. Yeah. Oofta.
Are you okay?
No.
For some reason, I wasn't impressed.
Why?
I don't know. Your whole rebuttal about Brie Bella, I don't care. She's out the door anyway. So why the fuck do I care about Lana?
I don't think Lana's
actually
out the door.
No, Brie. She's feuding with Brie. Brie's out the door, so why should I give a fuck about this feud?
Oh, okay.
Actually, to actually further counter one of his points that he always likes to make, storyline. What the fuck? Like, why is Lana, like, all up in Brie's
business? Is this from Total Divas from four seasons ago that we're supposed to know about?
I think they're trying to start something. If this is the beginning. This is the beginning. I don't know. 2 weeks. Yeah, it's only been 2 weeks. Calm the fuck down. They've had two things already on each week. So, I don't know. Let's see where it goes.
Maybe they cut it out of last week's Hulu feed and he just never saw it.
No,
Did you watch it on Hulu?
No, I watched it.
Oh.
I just... Okay, she comes out the first week, she claps when she loses, and then she comes out and beats her ass.
Well, yeah, but
there was... One move.
There was also a backstage thing, too, where there were...
And they didn't even show the parts that were jiggling that could have got me excited.
Touche. Bitch.
So what did you read on the internets that got you up in a tizzy? Team Lana versus Team Brie?
Oh, yeah, I saw that might be a thing. Yeah, Team Lana versus Team Brie, 4-on-4. I think it's Brie, Alicia...
Total Divas cast against Lana and the
Brie,
immigrants.
Alicia, Natalia, and someone else.
Paige?
Yes, Paige.
Versus how did I know that? Total Divas.
Yeah. Versus Lana, Tamina.
All the foreigners Naomi, that Trump's going to get rid of.
Naomi and who's the fourth one? Summer Rae. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I'm saying.
It sounds bad enough to be true.
Yeah, I believe it.
Thumbs up or thumbs down, you think WWE will have a physical Hall of Fame in Orlando by the time WrestleMania comes out?
Oh, thumbs up? I would hope so.
Oh, I heard a rumor about that today.
That they're looking to open a physical Hall of Fame slash restaurant.
Hasn't that been a rumor
something?
Floating around for years?
So is WrestleMania going back to Orlando?
And hey, guess what? Going back to Orlando.
When was the last time he was in Florida?
24 at the Citrus Bowl.
It's been that long?
Yep.
Well, and then they were in Miami for 29.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
God, it just seems like, I don't know.
Miami, when it gets dark after 6.
Oh!
Yeah, it might be a while before they get back to California. I don't know. Whenever it was announced that it was in Florida, it was like, it just felt like, wasn't it just in Florida?
Yeah, I guess.
And it seems like they've been, like, even, like, Dallas, New Orleans, Florida. It's like, it's all the same.
They have to hit regions that are highly populated. California, people all over California are going to go.
But the same region, though. That's
like
what I'm saying.
Texas, Southeast. Louisiana, Oklahoma, they'll show up. Florida will show up. People from Georgia will show up. People from Mississippi will show up. If it's somewhere in New York or New Jersey, everybody from Pittsburgh to freaking, like, Chicago, Milwaukee, New York City.
Baltimore, D.C.
Everybody from there will converge there. So you want to go to places that will have a big...
I get it, but it just seems like they've been just going back and forth, this four areas, or at least three areas.
Are you one of those closet fans that wanted to go to Canada?
Hmm? He doesn't want to go to fucking San Antonio.
He doesn't want to step out of the port.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing all this up.
I'll go to Canada. Maybe. If I had money.
For what? I mean, what are you talking about?
Because there's been like this movement online for years that Vancouver or Toronto wants another WrestleMania, and they just won't go to Canada for some reason for a WrestleMania.
Why not? They have good crowds in Toronto.
Yeah.
When was the last time? Well, I know the Roadblock, isn't that in Toronto?
Yeah.
So, I mean, besides...
But the last WrestleMania was 18. Rock Hogan.
Right.
And Triple H versus Jericho.
But the one before that one was, what, 6?
Hogan Warrior, right?
Right.
Yeah, 6.
So 6, 18, what's the next number in that? We've already passed it up, right?
Is that a prime number?
That was 30.
What?
34? Could be, if you go by that logic.
Right, yeah.
Math.
Banker speak.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. But do you see what I'm saying? Or do you think they will go anywhere else for WrestleMania?
You mentioned this a couple of conversations before, that they're testing out the network. Why not do it in Wembley?
Yeah.
Do it a Sunday at noon? Fuck it. Cook out, grill. We'll bring you the meat. You grill it. Taste the heat, not the penis. And sit here on for 4 or 5 hours, watch WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you stand us in your house for that long?
Barely seeing you right now.
Ugh. If you know what? I'm going to throw it out there. If WWE had any balls, they would do a WrestleMania in the fucking Tokyo Dome.
Cool. That would take some cojones.
AJ Styles, Nakamura, Hideo Itami, with about 500,000 subscribers that they already have, that they're looking to get in Japan, now that the network's been out there for about a month. Yeah. And they pretty much sold out Karukan Hall when they did the Tope Beast in the East special.
Yeah.
If they had nuts, I'd put them
in. I would say they would do a SummerSlam there, but not a WrestleMania. I don't know. WrestleMania is like the last vestige of mainstream pop culture to bring in everybody. Like, anybody could watch WrestleMania and they know what's going on, pretty much.
Yeah.
You got to attract as many general audience people as possible for WrestleMania. If you do it like that for a show, you're going to probably alienate some people. Not me. I mean, I'd watch it, but I'm just saying, I'm sure at that point, it becomes like a niche audience, and you're going to lose your general audience that WrestleMania has become.
Okay.
Since 84. 85. Excuse me.
Is that it for Roblox? Are we still talking about Roblox? Are we done?
Fuck no.
I feel like we just went off on tangents.
Yeah, the one thing we're missing, Big Boss Man was announced to the Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yeah, he was. That's cool. I'm down with that.
I dig it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And an entertainment magazine leaked the other two names. Miss Jackie.
Okay.
And not Jackie Gata, the original Jackie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Stan the Lariat Hansen.
Oh,
okay. Stan Hansen. That's a good one. Yeah. Both Texas folk.
Yep.
I pointed out to Abel earlier, now that Bellspan's in there, it's like, hey, we got a cop and a pimp in this year's Hall of Fame.
One time.
Is it a coincidence? Is it an accident? They mean to do that? It's funny.
I swear, if during like the when they bring him out at WrestleMania, like, this is our Hall of Fame class, if like Bossman tries to arrest Godfather, I'm going to lose it.
That'll be very interesting because he did.
Yeah, that's true. Shit. Well, whoever is in... Who would he... I guess his...
Who?
Who? Does he have... Who? Offspring that will...
No.
Who?
Do it for him? Bossman.
I don't know.
It's too bad Bobby Heenan's in the shape that he's in. That'd be a good guy to... Because Bossman was a big opponent for the Heenan family.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good feud.
The party Big Show.
Big Show?
Yeah. Oh, for that feud in the late 90s?
Yeah.
With the funeral?
Mm-hmm. Is that
there
or Al Snow?
Well, Al Snow's not doing that. He's just a...
Is that or be a McMahon or somebody? Somebody be off... Or be a commentator or somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If there was one suggestion I would offer, I know it's going to be weird, they should induct the Sportatorium as a WWE memorial arena for all the history that they that the Sportatorium's had.
Shit, Steve Austin ducks it every week on his podcast.
Yeah.
any chance he gets, he'll talk about it. Yeah, damn.
That damn there Sportatorium in the Dallas.
I don't mean to make this about me.
But it's my podcast, and it's none of my business.
It is 3/16. So.
Oh yeah, it's Austin month.
Austin month. Yeah.
I'm gonna drink a beer every day.
All right.
I have been so far.
I believe it.
Yep.
Pinche borracho.
That's a show, man. I think we got everything covered.
Wait,
Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, ground.
Is that everything?
Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, NXT, WWE, Cockblock.
Oh yeah. Rapid fire, really fast. I can't believe I even mentioned this. Impact.
What?
Damn.
The hell?
Impact.
I know. From the guy that said we would never talk about it again on the show.
Oh, we've all said that. No, this week was the quote final match for Kurt Angle. He's fighting Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley
tonight on Impact, and also the Wolves are fighting Beer Money.
Okay.
Oh.
So there's some other stuff going on, but those two matches kind of stuck out my mind. It's like, oh,
is that is this Kurt Angle's last match for real?
He didn't resign.
TNA shenanigans.
He didn't resign with TNA.
Huh. Is this his last Angle match Taker? Forever?
Yeah. Nah, it's too late for that.
Yeah, they're both too old.
Yet they're both still wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because now everybody's saying
Kurt Angle manages the American Outlaws.
A new team Angle.
Sure, why not?
Bring back Haas and Benjamin. Have them fight American Alphas. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I'd buy that for a network special.
Yeah. That would be pretty good. A little passing of the torch type thing.
Dude, can you imagine that? Like, Gable and Jordan.
Jordan.
They're in the ring just saying how, you know, good they are, whatever. And then you hear Kurt Angle's music hit. Kurt Angle just comes out, starts cutting promo on them, and saying, no. You're not the world's greatest tag team. And then here comes Haas and Benjamin.
Yeah. Dude,
come on.
I would love that. I would love that a lot.
Then there's your passing of the torch match right there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
NXT TakeOver. Torches. That's the next special.
On that note. I think
All right. Everybody listening, thank you so much. We very much appreciate it. We will see you again next week, but at a different day, not Tuesday, Wednesday, for you people live on the YouTube. For the podcast, I'm going to try to get it out probably Thursday, so that's also going to be a day late. So remember, next week's going to be a weird week. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of you guys out in Austin for the Lucha Underground stuff. So until then, adios, my friends. Keep it classic.
You beat me to it.
guys, leave him alone. It is okay, Abel, I swear.
Toodles?
The hell are you doing? You are not sneaky at all. Bitch. Bitch. I'm not going to hit you.
That's right.
Rah? No, the dinger.
Dang it.
She put her whole ass behind that one.
I learned from wrestling.
All right. Are we done?
Which wrestlers? Because you looked like you were going to molest him there for a second. I just wanted to make sure you were following the right people.
Was that a Brennan special?
Yes.
That, my friends, is how you do it. Namaste.
Oh, man.